Hello and welcome to Bell Financial Group's From the Helm series. I'm Grady Wolf, Senior Market Analyst with Bell Direct and Bell Financial Group. Proteomics International Laboratories is an ASX-listed medical technology company at the forefront of precision diagnostics and bioanalytical services, operating from facilities located in the Harry Perkins Institute of Medical Research. To discuss the company's exciting three world-first blood tests, I'm honoured to be joined by Dr. Richard Lipscomb, Managing Director of the company. Richard, thank you for joining me today.
Pleasure. Thanks, Brady.
Now, firstly, for our investors who may not be familiar with PIQ, can you please give us an overview of the company and what you plan to achieve in FY26?
Yes, big year ahead for us. So Proteomics International Laboratories Limited, bit of a mouthful, but yeah, PIQ is our ticker. This year is about commercializing our three first-in-class tests. So the first half of the year, we've got three tests going live across Australia and the US. That's for diabetic kidney disease, endometriosis, and esophageal cancer. And then the second half of the year will be about commercializing those, building up the volumes and generating more significant revenues.
You are launching three world-first blood tests, one for endometriosis, one for esophageal cancer, and one for diabetic kidney disease. All of the above expected to be available in Australia and the US before Christmas. What is the significance of such tests, and how do you think these will reshape the landscape of detecting such diseases?
These are all hugely significant tests for the patients, for the healthcare systems, for the payers. So these are tests that we've developed ourselves. They're our own intellectual property, and each of the tests has gone through a significant number of clinical studies to validate the data, to validate the test. And the key from here is getting them live. So for diabetes, the US is 32 million people with diabetes. Each of those people is at risk of diabetic kidney disease. Roughly one in two people with diabetes will develop kidney disease in their lifetime. Ours is a test that can predict the onset of diabetic kidney disease up to 4 years before clinical symptoms appear. So in those patients, we can intervene early, we can put them on therapy, we can stop them going on that path to dialysis and kidney transplant. So huge savings in terms of quality of life for the patient, healthcare system, and huge savings as well. So diabetic kidney disease in the US alone costs about $130 billion a year to treat and to manage. So you know, for that one, think if your kidneys go, then your whole body starts to fall apart. It's the same thing with the pool and the pool pump in summer. If that turns off, then things get nasty pretty quickly. If your kidneys go, they're the body's filter system, you're in real trouble. So that's our first test that we're launching. For esophageal cancer, think chronic acid reflux. So is that indigestion that I'm having something minor, or is it something more serious? We have a test that can pick up esophageal cancer, which is primarily caused by chronic acid reflux. Now, not everybody with acid reflux will develop cancer by any means, but if you do develop cancer, your five-year survival rate is less than 20%. The median survival, so most people will die within a year because it's picked up late. So we have a blood test that can pick up patients with acid reflux, can pick up the cancer in patients with acid reflux. And that condition in the US, acid reflux, about 20% of the population in the US. In Australia, it's about 10 to 15% of patients presenting to their GP have acid reflux and they're concerned about it. And it may simply be, you know, take your acid reflux relief with a simple medicine, or is it something more serious? We can look for that. And then the last one, which is really important for the patients, is a game changer, is the endometriosis, which for those who aren't familiar with it, that's a condition where tissue from the uterus grows into other organs and then causes chronic pain, can cause infertility as well. Obviously, there's a lot more profile on that condition in recent years, which is great. It's been under-researched and under-resourced for a long time. We have a blood test that can pick up endometriosis in the early stages. The alternative is surgery, so what's called an invasive laparoscopy, where an incision is made through the abdomen and a biopsy is taken. And there's a great reluctance to perform that procedure, partly because women aren't believed that they actually have something more serious, but also if that procedure is performed and it doesn't turn out to be endometriosis, then merely performing that procedure can cause chronic pain. So we have a blood test that can replace replace that and turn what is currently a potentially a 7-year wait for a diagnosis into a matter of weeks before we can actually come up with a result. So huge audiences, women 1 in 9 are considered to have endometriosis in a fertility clinic setting, could be as high as 1 in 3. And that's obviously global. So huge markets for each of the tests.
What is the global addressable market for each of these diseases that you are hoping to address?
Yes, as I was saying, that the numbers are considerable. So US 32 million people worldwide, that's with diabetes, worldwide over 500 million people with diabetes, US approximately 70 million people with acid reflux, same number of women with potentially with endometriosis. So the numbers are just huge, and each of these tests has got global appeal. As we said, we'll target the more sophisticated markets first while we establish the extra engagement with the relevant bodies, and then we'll look at taking them into other markets around the world, because diabetes is, there's over 100 million people with diabetes in India, 100 million in China, and endometriosis obviously affects people around the world.
What stage are you in with the clinical trials, and what is the pathway to commercialization?
Yes, so the diabetic kidney disease test is called ProMarker D. That has been through several years of clinical studies. We've tested on over 5,000 patients, and that's been highly published, validating the clinical efficacy of the test. That test is launched in Australia, and last month we launched that in the US. So we have our clinical grade laboratory here in Western Australia. We have our own laboratory that we set up in the US to run the tests, and they're both running the tests currently. The esophageal cancer test, that's been through the three slightly smaller studies because it affects less people, but we've run three independent studies between Australia and the US to show the test has up to 95% accuracy in diagnosing esophageal cancer. So the clinical studies are largely done. There will always be additional ones in other markets in due course, but we have enough data to launch a test in Australia and the US now. And so Australia will come this quarter, and then the US a month or two later. The endometriosis test is a bit earlier in the process of validation. We've analyzed though over close now to 1,000 patients between healthy individuals, symptomatic controls, and those with endometriosis. And again, we've got high 90% accuracy for diagnosing. So that clinical data has been published and presented at the World Endometriosis Conference in May. Again, shows the data is credible, viable, and we're finalizing the clinical procedures required to get that test live. Again, we're looking for the back end of this quarter and then into the US slightly after. So everything's happening. It's great fun.
Now, talking about each test, how exactly does each test work?
The way to think of these is there's a molecular fingerprint that we can pick up in the blood. So there's actually a class of molecules, proteins, that are circulating in all of us, and we can pick that up, pick this up in the blood. And if there's an abnormal pattern of these proteins, so too much of the wrong one, not enough of the right one, that can tell us that you've got a particular disease. So our technology platform that we use, which we call ProMarker, that lets us pick up these abnormal molecular fingerprints in the blood sample, and that's what we diagnose with our different technology platforms. So we pick up this fingerprint, we then perform a clinical assay, and then that gives us our result. We've got some sophisticated cloud-based algorithms that generate the final risk score for the patients. So again, it's all been validated and published.
Now, PIC recently secured its first global patent for ProMarker Endo in Japan. How do you see this patent impacting your commercialization efforts, particularly in major healthcare markets like the US, Europe, and Australia?
The first patent is obviously very important. It's a major milestone for us. That proves that patent office believes the test is innovative, and that's the key to generating patent protection and intellectual property that we can then license to others in due course. So there's no, every patent office is slightly different as to how they review things, but the basic principles are the same. So getting the first one makes it much more likely that the others will come through in due course. So then that allows us to get our patent protection for the endometriosis test globally. And I think again, we talked about the accuracy, we talked about how we can bring the test through. as we get it live, then the opportunity for partnering and bringing it into new markets is there. And that's what we'll be focused on and through the back half of the year as well.
Now, on the idea of commercialization strategy, what is your commercialization strategy? Are you going for a sales team on the ground or partner with sales companies in existing regions?
We have a hybrid strategy in mind. So that, what we will do is, and what we have done, is a telehealth, digital health launch, where that's a relatively cost-effective process to build. So we can have, and we have a website, mytest.health, where you can go and you can look up our test, and you can, if you're eligible for the test, then you can order those tests through that process. We won't have salespeople on the ground in numbers. That's a very expensive exercise, and we don't envisage doing that ourselves. But what we will do is partner with our tests as they're live, as we're showing that they that there's a demand for them. We've already proven that they work clinically. As we can generate that demand, as we go through the different reimbursement processes in different places, then that makes it much more appealing to partner. And so we'll have those conversations. We continue to have those conversations with larger players who might take over the test completely or run it through their network in parallel with our online system. All of those things are possible, and we're working on those different avenues at the same time.
What other assets are in the PIC portfolio and how progressed are they?
We do have that technology platform, that disruptive platform ProMarker, that lets us find biological markers in a range of diseases. The next test coming through is one called OxyDX, which is for oxidative stress. So that can have potential applications in the area of high performance athletes or through to horse racing and even animal welfare. It can tell if a muscle is damaged before, in case of an athlete, they're actually going to pull a muscle, or we might say, well, you need to back off on your training. But and that test is close to commercialization as well. In the medical area, we have tests coming through for diabetic retinopathy, potentially neuropathy, so that's eye disease or nerve disease. We're looking at asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So we have a range of other tests in our portfolio that we are developing in the background, but the focus now is really all on that commercialization, and the other tests will be for 2026 and beyond.
And finally, what news flow can investors expect over the next 12 months?
We've had a lot of news in the last few weeks as well. So the news flow will relate to these same things. We've been expanding our facility. So we had a very successful capital raise. As we put in place the new instrumentation that allows us to run these tests to the clinical grade in Australia and in the US, we'll be announcing the different advancements there. The reimbursement and adoption of these tests, we announced this morning that ProMarker D has just got its own reimbursement code for the US, awarded by the American Medical Association. There will be more developments like that for the other tests through the FY 2026. As we bring the tests live, there'll be conversations around that. Partnering conversations are happening. So there's different advocacy bodies interested in the test as well. So all the news flow you'd expect for tests going live, adoption, and people starting to pay for it, that's what will be happening over the next 6 to 12 months.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of From the Helm with Proteomics International. We hope you enjoyed hearing all things precision diagnostics with Richard Lipscomb. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel to stay up to date with all commentary, market insights, and exclusive interviews like this one.